Hi, this is Kelly underscore Miss K. My subject today is about relationships. How do you know when your relationship is over? I have went through being married. I was married twice to the same man, and we both at one time our relationship was started out being really good, and then later on it ended up turning bad. He had lost his the second time we got married. He lost his brother, and we both at the time realized that we still loved each other. We thought we still loved each other at that time. And we were maybe 6 to 7 months in, or 8 months in the relationship, to things started going back the way it used to go when we first got married. And time changes everything. Time changes everything. I mean, if you spend time away from each other, you tend to grow, you tend to want to go your own separate way, and he tends to want to go on his own separate way. And being in a relationship too takes being able to really and truly get to know the person. And talking is one thing. Is you have to be able to sit down and talk and be able to let each other know that you love them. And I think most of mine was that my ex was an alcoholic, and I wasn't. I drank, but I didn't drink. I wasn't an alcoholic. And I wanted him to change. I didn't want him to do that. I wanted him to not to drink so much. But he tend to always have friends coming around him. Well, man, come on, man. Let's do this. Let's do that. You know, but sometimes you need to keep your friends out of your relationship too, because that's another thing that can cause a relationship to go bad, you know. And you can't hang around the same people that ended up destroying you. You can't keep hanging around that same person, them same people. You have to change your surroundings. You have to change your friends. You have to change a little bit of everything. And you and your spouse, and I mean, yeah, you have to talk. And you have to talk about a situation, you know, about your situation. And if you feel different, it's always good to let them know. And if they feel different, they need to let you know. So in mine, I noticed that he would always, you know, him and my brother was really good friends. And I noticed we would go to my brother's house, and he would be over there, and he would get to crying and telling him different things. And I would always tell him, Gino, you know, if you don't want to be with me, you don't have to be with me. If things is not the same, change it. Go. You know, you don't have to stay in a relationship because you feel that this is what you, oh, I need to do this. No, no. Or I have to do this for the kids. No. You know, the kids can get over the part of their mom and dad or their family or, you know, their your family. But being in an abusive family, being in an abusive relationship is not good for you, and it's definitely not good for the kids. So my thing is, I've went through a lot of stuff. I've been through a lot of things. And when it's enough, when you know when you're finished. If you're finished, you're finished. And there's no coming back. So me and him basically went to two different states. And there was a time, you know, after he had left and went to a different state, and I went to a different state, he called me and we texted and we seen each other, and he asked me, could we get back together? And I said, no, you know, it's over, you know. But when I told him it's over, I told him, you know, find somebody that's going to make you happy. I want you to be happy. I want you to find somebody and be happy with.